1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief, a rebuke of Vladimir Putin by President Trump after Russian airstrikes on Ukraine overnight killed at least 8 people. Here's CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
On True Social this morning, he wrote, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop."
Will the U.S. and China be able to come to terms on trade? CBS's Kelly O'Grady says if they do, it could take a while to hammer out the details of any agreement.
Even if trade deals are going to happen, that often takes months, even years, if you go back to how long a deal with China took during Trump's first administration.
Police say they've arrested a 19-year-old man and charged him with sparking a wildfire in southern New Jersey that destroyed, among other things, an awning company. President Bob Nosty.
You think you know what you're going to walk into until you walk into it, and it's there's not one thing that survived. It's pure devastation. It's just a complete start over, but we will.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall, and the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned back to the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it." Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened, end quote. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended. The statement says the matter is still under review.
Meantime, a report released last month from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. Here's Melissa Kay.
The wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the wing's sexual assault prevention and response program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment within the Wisconsin National Guard and have a public hearing on the report.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to attend a local deer management advisory council meeting near you. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The meetings will take place across the state, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and make recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used at the Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of meetings is available on the DNR website.
I'm Terry Barr.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures making it to the mid-60s. Scattered showers start to move in overnight tonight with widespread light rain early tomorrow morning. But breezy winds blowing out of the northeast will keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 53 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. We got some other fun topics for you a little bit later. We have, what are examples of being picked last in gym class for adults? Such a good topic.
That's a good one.
We got that coming up for you in a little bit. But right now we got in studio our great friend, Denise the Donut Giver.
That's her new name.
Yes. Denise brought donuts. It's so awesome. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
We want to thank Denise from the Southwick County Humane Society being with us. And a big thank you to our friends at Milltown Coffee sponsoring this segment. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them. Get ready to get some great coffee when they open those doors, everybody.
Yep. Coming soon.
Really good people over there. We'll be covering that one for you. We'll be have. And Denise had a great idea, too. We'll be having right. some Milltown when we're talking about this great organization and great stuff going on over at our Southwick County Humane Society. And Denise, we've got a great event coming up, the fifth annual one.
Yes. Yep. This is one of our earlier events of the year, later spring. Our Riding for Rescues is coming up on Saturday, May 3rd. It is a four-wheeler, truck, motorcycle, you name it, whatever you want to ride, just going from bar to bar. There are many raffles, many prizes, and all kinds of fun to be had.
Cool. It's going to be a really cool event. This is happening over at the Junkyard Bar and Grill. It'll be going on Saturday, May 3rd, rain or shine. You can register for this one at the Junkyard Bar and Grill. I encourage you to do that over at 9047 Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a cool event, and they got a lot of great sponsors behind it. We're not one of them. And I say that because I want people to know that we still support local events.
Absolutely.
This is important to us. This is our job around here, right. is covering local events, local areas. We certainly want you to invest and be a partner with us and work with us and get in touch with Ashley and all those things. But our job around here, you guys come first. Our listeners
Thank
come
you.
First. And that's what that's why we mention these kind of things.
Thank
and
you.
Old radio wouldn't do that.
True.
That's not the way we run things around here anymore. And that's not the way Civic wants us to. So we love hearing about events like this. This is going to be good one. Fifth annual. Congratulations
yes.
to them. That's awesome.
Thank you. I can't take any credit. This is one of our board members that's been running it all 5 years, and Shelley is just amazing.
Nice. Shelley is. Shelley's great.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's another reason why we mentioned this, too.
Yes.
She puts a lot into this.
She does.
Going to have some entertainment for you, 7 to 11 at the Junkyard as well. Head on over there Saturday, May 3rd, and get in registering for this event. One other thing I want to encourage people to do before we get to our Pet of the Week is signing up for the Southwick County Humane Society newsletter.
Yes.
You guys got a great newsletter, put a lot of effort into that. And I think it's, Denise, for me reading it, I'm spoiled. I get to talk to you every week, and I know a lot about our Humane Society for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's a great resource, especially right now, within the last year or so, when there's been a little bit of rumblings here or
yes.
there about our Humane Society. You guys are very, very transparent over there.
Absolutely.
And the newsletter is a great resource for that, or just good information.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to be transparent and, you know, on the spot with all the latest information and try to counteract if we hear gossip and stories that aren't necessarily true. We're trying to make sure that we come back with positive messages and total support for our animals, staff, volunteers, and our community.
I feel for you that you have to put time and energy into that, considering you are a nonprofit. We
yep.
know that every nonprofit in the world is understaffed and underfunded.
Right.
This is the last thing you guys need to do, but I appreciate that you do. You take that
yep.
on.
Thank you.
And I, of course, appreciate you guys being in with us and getting to talk about our Pet of the Week. Denise, who's our Pet of the Week?
We're going to go with Dingo this week. Dingo is a one-year-old shepherd mix. He is full of energy, very loyal, very smart. He's a shepherd mix, and he has a beautiful face. He has like a mustache and eyebrows if you look at him. He's spectacular, very unique looking dog, and he gives hugs.
Oh my
he does
gosh.
Take a little bit to warm up to you, but once he does, he jumps up and he wraps both of his paws around your waist. Dingo is amazing. Great, loyal pet. He does have a lot of energy. We'll give him that like puppy energy almost.
Okay.
So if you're looking for an energetic partner, come on in and meet him.
Got a real German Shepherd vibe to him.
Yes.
He's definitely got that Shepherd vibe.
Very
so
much.
The energy that you're talking about there. And
yep.
definitely going to want walks and a little bit
yes.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most handsome dogs I have ever seen.
He is. He's very unique
that
looking.
That is an incredibly handsome
yeah.
dog.
His face is just beautiful.
Just just a poser.
He
yep. He knew the camera was on
yeah.
him. Yeah, yeah.
He would
yeah.
be good on a calendar. He
Absolutely. yes. That is a George Clooney of dogs right there.
Cool. I like that.
It's a really good dog. And just seems like just a sweetheart.
He is. Yep. Very loyal.
Almost every animal really has a beautiful heart and is sweet in its own way.
Absolutely.
Certain animals, you just look at them, and even before meeting them, you're like, okay, that dog, that's a lover right there.
Oh,
that's a lover.
Yep.
Dingo also likes to play fetch and tug of war, and some of those things would be a perfect with a family like that.
Yes.
And we know there is a perfect family out there for Dingo and all these great animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
Encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society and find out more about finding your new best friend. Denise, before we let you go, anything we can help out with, any certain items in need that you guys have over there?
We still are looking for sensitive skin, sensitive stomach food for dogs, especially some cats. We got a big shipment of the cat stuff in, but we're still in need.
Okay.
Litter for cats, kitten season is upon us. So any litter or sensitive skin, stomach food for dogs and cats.
when you're picking up some for your furry friend, maybe if you can pick up an extra bit, that is greatly appreciated and a great investment in the work that is being done at the Humane Society, some of the more important work in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Say hi to the team over there, Denise, for us. We'll hang out again next week. Thanks so much for joining us. And everybody check out Dingo. Dingo. I love this. I want a little bit of credit in being able to do this segment. I got donuts to my right. I got Dingo to my left.
Yep.
How am I supposed to focus here? Awesome.
Sorry about that.
No,
the sacrifices
great.
He has to make.
Right? Yes.
For this,
Thank you, Sedna. Find out more about Dingo and all these great animals over at the Southland County Humane Society. Check out their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. You can also stop by over there at 3612 2164 Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't have otherwise. And a big thank you to Denise and, of course, our friends at Mission Coffee. We appreciate
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
Get some of that good coffee when they open their doors, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll be letting you know when they do that. And Denise, we'll talk again next week. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thanks. My pleasure.
We'll be back with more show coming up on Mornings with WFHR.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Heavy rain and rising groundwater can turn your basement into a disaster zone overnight. A failing sump pump means water damage and expensive repairs. Don't wait. Tri-City Services installs and services high-quality sump pumps to keep your home dry. Don't risk thousands in water damage. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures making it to the mid-60s. Scattered showers start to move in overnight tonight with widespread light rain early tomorrow morning. But breezy winds blowing out of the northeast will keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 53 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope y'all are having a great Thursday morning out there. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday Eve. Seth and James hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to Denise being here with our pet of the week and showing us Dingo, this amazing dog.
Handsome dog.
Very handsome. We appreciate her and our good friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. And, of course, our friends at Milltown Coffee.
Yes.
Big shout out to them sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them doing that.
Yes, indeed.
Be listening next Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour, kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our pet of the week.
Yep.
We got a bunch of entertainment news for you right now I want to dive into. And here's some interesting stuff here, Seth, that we're going to get into. First off, I want to talk about People Magazine. Doesn't just crown the sexiest man alive. They also choose the world's most beautiful person.
Okay.
And this year, 62-year-old Demi Moore was chose.
Hey.
Demi tells People how she used to torture herself to stay in shape. Quote, I was so harsh and had a much more antagonistic relationship with my body, and straight up, I was really just punishing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has more of an intuitive and relaxed relationship with her body. Quote, I trust when it tells me it needs something to eat, and it's thirsty, and I just listen to my body, and I have a lot less fear. Quote, when I was younger, I felt like my body was betraying me, and I just tried to control it. And now I don't operate from that place. It's a much more aligned relationship.
Hmm.
She says, quote, I'm not perfect. I still do drink Red Bull. I do love it, but not many, just one.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize to me.
I have always had a lot of respect for her,
mm-hmm.
and I have wondered throughout the majority of her career, what could she do if they give her an opportunity?
Mm.
Because for every G.I. Jane or anything like that, Demi Moore at her peak and in her prime, and not to say that she isn't still, but at the peak of her powers, if you will, was still in the age of typecasting,
mm-hmm.
and was right on the cusp of hitting that age of, hey, you're 39, we don't want you until you're old enough to play grandma. grandma.
Right.
Because that's what they did to actresses forever, no matter if you were Demi Moore, Meryl Streep, or anybody else.
Didn't matter.
So, for one, I would love to have seen a young Demi Moore in this day and age, mm-hmm. where you get to do so much different stuff, and there is so much more opportunities. Not to say that those things don't still happen, mm-hmm. But they're not as happening as often, especially with more female directors and casting directors and all of this.
Right.
But I also... I also respect about her how we've never, it's not, this is the same Demi Moore we've always had. She has always just kind of told it like it is, has mm-hmm. always been herself, and has never really, for as big of a name as she is, and even the Bruce Willis or the Ashton Kutcher stuff or any of this stuff, she has never necessarily looked for these things. Mm-hmm. You've never seen Demi Moore go paparazzi shopping. You've never seen her do any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. When the microphone or the camera's in her face, it's from somebody else's choosing.
Yeah.
The way she has handled things with Bruce Willis, long before he got sick, mm-hmm. the opportunity to show, hey, you know, that rocky celebrity marriage and all that, they can actually end respectfully.
Yeah.
They can actually still respect each other.
And still be friendly to each other, yeah.
The example of that should be normalized.
Right, yeah.
And should be the norm, mm-hmm. and should have been credited more, mm-hmm. I think, personally.
Yeah, right.
Regardless if it's fake or not, that part is between them.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't need to know, right?
Just giving these examples more in culture and more of, hey, not every relationship, so many relationships end.
Right.
But they don't have to end this way.
Like badly, right, yeah.
You know, or at the very least, hating each other.
Right.
You know, and the thing that they focus so much on, it shouldn't be about you, it should be about the kids. Mm-hmm. That's what they did, and I thought that was a good example. And then certainly recently where other than the movie stuff that she's done, the times that I've seen her are pictures with Bruce Willis currently. Mm-hmm. And him having a clear moment in the day and them getting to share a smile together or something right. like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's great.
As she is a knockout. She's always been. It pales in comparison to that soul to me.
Right.
I think that she's a much... To me, when they're saying the most beautiful person, what I like about this is they're not only choosing a 62-year-old woman, mm-hmm. but the particular 62-year-old woman that they chose, right. who has been very honest and also self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And very, hey, I am not perfect. Don't try to be. There is no such thing. Right. The honesty that she shares about her body, I've never thought about these things before. I've never heard what she's saying, but when she says it, I'm like, oh, I get that, or I understand it.
I wonder how many actresses could say, yep, the same thing. But not even from just her time, the same, you know, her contemporaries, people, women now. Are they still having this issue, like this battle with their own body because they think they have to be a certain way, which is not... That's something we're trying to move away from, right? And I think rightly so.
She is one of the few performers where we haven't seen a lot of her by her own choosing. Right. She has kind of stopped acting and focused on family and a lot of that. And
other things, right.
For many years mm-hmm. now. Yeah. So when we do get to see her, like we just did, and her getting nominated for an Oscar and all that, you know, one, it's the script she chose and she really believes in.
Right.
But man, I look forward to seeing more and more. I hope to see more and more of her as an actor now. Yeah. Because she's only... gotten that much more confident and stronger in her own skin.
Which is really cool to see.
Whew, yeah, because she's good. She's good.
Fabulous. She's always been so talented, and it's great to see her maybe now more comfortable with it, you know, in her own skin, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, and well-earned.
Yep.
Results for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in, and the winner is Fish. Didn't see that coming. I didn't see that one coming. Yeah, but should we have? I mean, this is
now that I think about it.
One of the few jam bands that still exists and does have that cult
that
following
base.
To
they
it.
That have bass.
I should say cult following with that bass to it
yes.
and everything.
Yes.
Where. Like and I think one thing, like, so most people, if you follow the Grateful Dead, if you're into the Grateful Dead, we know that you do. Yes, you know, there's something about you or something about your appearance or something like
that. We got it.
I
usually your t-shirt.
Yes. Or, you know, a bumper sticker on the car or something
exactly.
like that. But I feel like I've run into so many people who are diehard Fish fans, and I would have never guessed that. I would have never been like, oh, wow, you're a Fish fan? Like, I've met a couple that are definitely like, I would have pegged that. But this, like, most people...
people that I know that are really into that band, and I don't know much about Fish or any of that.
Right.
Most people that I know that are into them, it's a little bit like, right, you know, almost they're almost corporate like.
In college, I had a friend who was he wasn't a massive Fish, but he was a big fan of their, because he was a musician and he loved their musicianship because they're all fabulous musicians. They don't have the big oversized personalities like the Grateful Dead guys did. Didn't have like the big Jerry Garcia and all this kind of stuff. So they're a little more unassuming, and they've broken up a few times and they've gotten back together. But man, they have that following is as faithful and as loyal as you are going to find out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely one of the few bands that are still doing the whole kind of, like, I don't know how much new music they come out with, but they just continue to bring in like tons. There are no non-sold out shows for them.
Nope. They're definitely at their best in a live setting, for sure.
Bad Company came in second. Billy Idol came in third. Cyndi Lauper finished fourth. And Joe Cocker came in fifth.
Nice. That's an interesting list. I like that.
The rest of the top 10 is in this order: Soundgarden, Chubby Checker, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Joy Division / New Order. The fan vote doesn't have a ton of influence on who makes the Hall. It only counts for a single ballot among roughly 1,200 that are cast.
Whoa.
So what is the point? But there's one year when the winner of the fan vote didn't make the Hall, and it was Dave Matthews back in 2020.
Another jam band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They're kind of the same. Not quite the same, but close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close.
And they got in 4 years later, though. This year's inductees will be announced. They were announced, I mean, on American Idol, and those nominees include Outkast, Mariah Carey, Cyndi Lauper, The White Stripes, Oasis, Soundgarden, Fish, and Billy Idol. The induction ceremony will be held in the fall.
Goodness. And I love, speaking of a broad Hall of Fame, you know, we talk about this in sports a lot. I love the idea of getting in for different reasons to the Hall of the Rock and Roll. You sell a lot of records, that's cool. Mariah Carey, she sold a lot of records. I think that's cool if she's in the Hall of Fame. Fish, they sold a few records, but man, are they popular as a live act. They could be in the Hall of Fame. Why not? Let's do different reasons. Maybe Chubby Checker should be in the Hall of Fame. He had a lot of influence, man, in what direction rock and roll went at the time he released the Twist. Maybe we should consider that.
I admit I'm stealing this take from my co-host right over here, but you went right where I wanted to.
Oh, okay,
this.
Good.
So I make a direct connection between Billy Idol and Chubby Checker.
Hey.
And I am the only person in the world to do this, but the pop culture influence that these individuals had.
Totally.
Like, I have no problem with Billy Idol being in there, and Chubby Checker darn sure should be in there.
Yeah.
At the time when he did what he did and made that move, that dance move, that wasn't done before.
No.
Now it's been done a billion times, in part because of Chubby Checker.
It kicked off an entire dance craze thing. That's where we got all the monkey and the mashed potato and all these different dances. They were all from after the Twist. The Twist was so big, they changed the name of rock and roll to Twist music.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Until the Beatles came along, it was called Twist music. It was basically rock and roll or R&B, a mix of those two together. That's what it was. And then, of course, the Beatles destroyed everything. When they hit big, they became, you know, the Beatles. But there's that time period in there. And that's that. You know how big that is, man?
It's gigantic.
That's gigantic.
And I don't think Oasis should be in, strictly so we can see the reactions from the Gallagher brothers.
They can blame each other.
Yes.
Say, it was all y'all fault.
Like, I'm not saying they do it, they should or they shouldn't. That's each their own opinion and everything. And all of this is opinion based.
Of course it is.
But I just personally would love to see the look on their faces every year that they are not
they
inducted.
They don't get inducted.
And I think that's what they'd want. Knowing them and how spitey they can be.
They want that bitterness. Yeah, they want to just hold on to the bitterness.
Congrats to Cyndi Lauper as well. That's kind of cool to see for her.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be watching. I like the ceremonies. I always think they're kind of cool. Last year's with Wolfgang being there, Eddie's kid and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I hadn't gotten to see him live before. He's really good. It was fun to see.
Is there no surprise there? Probably. No surprise.
Riot Fest, one of the more popular concerts for a very long time. It's going on. The 20th anniversary is happening in Chicago this summer. And the lineup that they do for these are always interesting. Lollapalooza gets all the attention, and I understand that. Sure. It's one of the more, you know, it's been around for so long.
Venerable, yeah.
And they're so good at bringing in such wildly different acts,
yep,
and everything.
Nice variety, yep.
I do think Riot Fest is very similar. They just announced the lineup for its 20th anniversary with Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer as the headliners.
Okay.
So they are going back to 1999 or 2000 with this lineup, and that's all right with a lot of us.
That's okay.
The festival will go down September 19th and 21st at beautiful Douglas Park in Chicago. The rest of the lineup includes Jack White, the Sex Pistols, the Gallows, singer Frank Carter, Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al, he's in every, apparently, festival now.
Coachella.
Thank you, Coachella. Yeah. He was just there.
The Beach Boys, the remaining members of the Beach Boys.
Wow.
The Dropkick Murphys are also going to be there. Yeah. It's a 3-day festival. It is going to cost you like about $200-$300 or something like that.
Yeah, no surprise there.
So I ain't going. In related news, Green Day news, they're getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next Thursday. Serena Williams and Ryan Reynolds are set to be guest speakers for them.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
she's a Green Day fan?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never heard of it. Like, I know.
I love the idea that she's a Green Day fan. Yeah.
Just reading a little bit of the article, it turns out she is. But I had no idea until I literally read this morning. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What are those two? Because part of me thought that, okay, Green Day picked these individuals just for the wildness of it. But no, it turns out Serena Williams is a big Green Day fan.
She actually is a fan.
Yeah, she's been like, it was one of the things.
There's a band that took, I never would have guessed where they ended up from where they started.
No clue.
That, talk about left turns. Woo.
Yeah.
Crazy.
With the first first freshman album.
Yeah.
And the anarchy and punkism of it.
It was called Dookie.
Yeah. To go to doing Broadway plays and stuff, like, it's a wild ride that they've had.
Concept albums? Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
It's interesting. Yep. You can get those tickets for Ryan Fest. They're up there. They're out there, mm-hmm, everybody. Let's save this one. I want more time.
What happened to the Horde Tour? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question. Wow. Yeah.
Being a 90s tour, I'm surprised they haven't brought that one back.
Blues Traveler.
I was going to say Blues Traveler.
They're still on that tour. They're still on
They're
that
the
tour.
Only ones.
Give me a run around. No, seriously, you're running me around. I don't know where we are.
Where are we?
So I wanted to focus real quick on a couple of local plays that are going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. You've heard us talking about Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Noises Off. Mm-hmm. They are so set and ready to go. They are waiting for you, everybody. They want an audience. Their shows kick off on the 1st.
Yep.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And it's part of the reason for just a little behind the curtain look here and everything. You're not going to be hearing Melissa for the next couple of weeks because she's putting all of her focus on that and some other projects that she has going on.
Mm-hmm.
But Mel will be back with us real soon. We'll miss her while she's gone, but we support what she's doing 100%. So much.
Yep.
And appreciate her so much.
We do.
Get your tickets and show your appreciation showing up for this show. Let the cast know you're there by cheering and rooting them on.
Laughing loudly. That's always good. They appreciate loud laughter. They do.
You're going to have to compete with Linda's laugh. Yeah, you gotta. That's the most iconic laugh in this
between
area.
Between her and if Mike Edrin shows up, between the two of those, yep.
And you're gonna want those laughs. Go ahead and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And Seth and I are going to be talking a little bit later after I'm done doing some production, and you are with our good friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater.
Yeah,
we know we have Susan Edrin coming in, and we'll see who else joins us. Mm-hmm. They've got a great one coming up, Don Quixote de la Center. It is going to be premiering May 8th. This is a fun, interesting play. I think a lot of people might know the history of Don Quixote. This one takes things in a different direction.
I want to hear what Susan has to say about it. I'm curious because I'm not familiar with it. So.
Find out more about this show this Sunday's Director's Playhouse. We'll have that episode for you this Sunday, along with our regular Sunday lineup. Seth and I will get more into that tomorrow, but they've got a great lineup for you this weekend, everybody. Looking forward to adding to that lineup, too, as we grow our station here.
And that's right.
We get a little bit more playroom with our nighttime lineups and our weekends and everything. Mm-hmm. Be sure to get your tickets for this amazing show, CWAC.org. Get those tickets, everybody, and we'll meet you there. It's going to be a really good show.
That's right.
There's a couple of events going on in the area that I wanted to make sure we touched on, Seth, and had some time for. One of them is the Central Wisconsin's 8th Annual Campaign for Underwear and Socks, the Bobby Socks event.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening tonight from 5 to 8 over in Marshfield at 2100 South Maple Avenue at the American Legion Post 54 over there. Enjoy live music, vendors, cash bar, auction table, 50-50. They got raffles going on. Mm-hmm. And all of this is a great way of putting into your community investing in their community and helping the gang over there do this great event. Shout out to Kathy Brock and our good friends over there. In the years that they have been doing this, they have helped over 800 families already.
I mean, what's more essential than like socks and underwear? Seriously, that is such a great number. I'm like, wow, that is so cool that they've been able to help that many people.
I mentioned this to Kathy on air and off air. I love these. When I say simple, I mean I don't mean taking it lightly. What Seth just said there, mm-hmm. It hit it on the head. It is something simple that we all understand our basic needs. But this is the only event really like this.
Mm-hmm.
While we all understand that, there's not a lot of things like this. So to be a part of it, to be able to talk about it, all of that, we greatly appreciate everybody involved with this event.
Absolutely.
Again, join them for Central Wisconsin's 8th annual campaign for underwear and socks, the Bobby Socks event, happening tonight from 5 to 8 over at 2100 South Maple Avenue in beautiful Marchfield. Check that out. And a big shout out to American Legion Post 54. Appreciate them.
Yes, indeed.
Seth and I will be back with more show coming up mornings here at WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting health care professionals from criminal punishments for providing patient-centered and medically indicated health care.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
We have a Republican administration in Washington, D.C. that is extremely hostile to abortion rights. You know, we used to have 20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. That decision could come any time. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight, many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Felt like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay, as a matter of fact.
It's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring 2 runs in the 9th, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer is full of water activities, from boat rides to floating down a river and swimming in new locations. Take on new adventures with the family this summer in confidence with swimming lessons for your littles. Life happens fast and accidents even faster. The SWC YMCA has swim classes for every level of swimmer. Don't hope your little one knows what to do during these great family experiences. Go with confidence knowing they do with help from the SWC YMCA. Sign up today at swcymca.org.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures making it to the mid-60s. Scattered showers start to move in overnight tonight with widespread light rain early tomorrow morning. But breezy winds blowing out of the northeast will keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 53 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR. I want to have a conversation with the Dream Police. I am 48 years old. I have lived my whole life never really having nightmares or anything. In the last couple of months, man.
Oh, no.
Like,
and where are the Dream Police? Come on.
And, like, I don't know if this is how these work for everybody, because I haven't grown up and I haven't really had a lot of these before. I don't remember a single bit of it.
Right.
The other night, I think it was Monday night or whatever, I actually fell asleep, but I woke up at like 3 in the morning and I woke up and I smashed my nose in the wall.
Oh,
like I got a bump on my nose here from like just booming into the wall for some reason. Like I don't know what's going on in my dreams, but I don't know what's more furious, not remembering and like what's why I'm going on, why I'm stressing or anything.
Why does my body hurt? What is happening?
Why is my brain working against me? Come on, Dream Police.
Come on.
We need some answers here. What are you guys doing? So we got a good one here, Seth, I think. And I want audience participation. You guys got that Civic Media app. You got our phone number, 715-424-2600. Call up and join us. If you have examples of yourself or just want to add on to the examples we have here of being picked last in gym class as an adult. So what are the examples?
What are the comps of that? Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know that there's any way I can say this without it sounding a little like egotistical or anything, but this has never happened to me.
I believe that in terms of sports, you're an athletic guy, right?
Really lucky about this one. Yep. I will say that when I first moved out here, I was picked late, but then once kids saw that I was fast, that changed.
Right. Because you were an unknown quantity, but as soon as they saw, whoa, hey, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially looking back. I had no idea how lucky I was for that, because there was plenty of other stuff I got picked on and everything.
Oh, I'm sure there was kind of things like that. I was always I was just athletic enough. So I was probably towards the back end of the thing. I was never picked last. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I was picked more towards the front was kickball. I was pretty darn good at kickball. That one I got okay.
You
I was okay
both.
With that one.
I really, if I had the time and energy, I would love to start an adult kickball league.
Oh, God.
I would love to. And who would
I don't know if I could do it.
I'd work out for it. I would. We could have our professional games at like high schools and grade schools and stuff. And
exactly.
Popular,
in the gym right there.
Yeah.
Got to play it inside.
So someone asked the internet, what are examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult? Here are some of the highlights. Like getting invited out to be the designated driver. It's an important job, and we appreciate every designated driver out there. I completely get what they're saying there. Yes.
Yeah. So I've got a great excuse since I don't drink, so I have no problem with being the designated driver. So,
friends wanting a group photo together and handing you the phone.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I've been there on that one. I've been there on that one. Earlier when I was talking about the comedian friends, one night where it's like, midnight and Will's wrapping up his set or whatever. And he said a couple of friends were coming by, and it's like Dave Attell and like a couple of pretty well-known comedians.
David's like the comedian's comedian, Dave Attell, right?
And I had just like met Conan O'Brien like 2 months before that for the first time. So I admit I'm a bit starstruck, and especially not expecting him or anything. If he was an actor, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But comedians to me are rock stars in many ways. And I like Dave Attell. And I didn't say one word to him the whole night. the 2 hours they were there until close. But we're wrapping up. Mm-hmm. And I think this is my opportunity because they're getting ready to take a picture. And I'm all excited about this. And Will is not on social media at all. So I'm like, oh, he'll take the picture.
Right.
He's not going to care. He sees this guy all the time. They immediately hand me this. Immediately. We didn't even stand up from the table or anything before Will's handing me his phone to take a picture.
Will.
Oh, man, I was quiet. If I wasn't quiet before, I was quiet after that. Like, okay, I know my place. I know who I am now.
You're not part of the club, man.
No, yeah. People talking about a party plans in front of you, but not inviting you.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
That's bad taste. No, don't do
that. That's on them.
Yeah, yep. It is on them.
Everyone going out for lunch at work, but not asking you to join. So I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah, yeah, right. Mm. People, if you have FOMO a lot, ooh, this is rough.
Yeah.
This is rough.
How about finding out your friends, quote, friends, went out on the town without calling or texting you?
I don't think they're very good friends then, I think.
I agree. I will say one little caveat to that.
Okay, all right.
Me. I am learning and I figured this out way too late in life, but I am really, really bad. I have a bit of agoraphobia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like a lot of people, I think, okay, you told me this, you diagnosed me with this, great, I know what it is, I'll move on. I have not done a lot of research on that, and the more I've been doing, agoraphobia really can affect even just being at home and calling somebody or reaching out to someone.
The idea of actually, like, possibly going out can have that effect. I think I see what you're saying there.
Yeah. And oddly enough, so much of it stems from the fear or the concern of being dismissed or not wanted.
Mm.
And so much of it stems from that. So it's interesting to me to see where this is going for adults.
Right.
And how much of this happens when you're a kid.
Mm.
I can remember sixth grade. I'm pulling this one right out from the back of my memory, my mind palace and everything.
Right.
I remember sixth grade not being invited to one of the more popular kids' birthday parties.
Right.
And literally every guy in that class was invited but me. I will not forget that, man.
No.
Like, that stuff stays with you.
It does.
So I don't think that I think that there's a little bit to this, but I also think that talking about this hopefully gives us a little more empathy as adults.
Right.
I'm not saying that you got to include everybody. I mean more so understanding that, you know, hey, maybe this is a conversation we should have in private, or maybe we don't talk about this in front of Charlie. You know, or something, right. Or whatever, and that, yeah. Or when your friend who lives out of town comes back for a week but doesn't bother to tell you they're in town.
That's, again, man.
That's rough.
It's like they don't want, I guess apparently they don't want to associate with you anymore. That's what it sounds like, which is not a great feeling, of course, but
I will say, and not to sound defensive for those people, but in that regard, going back to what I was saying, for me, I know that I bring up me not to talk about me, but to bring up the example that is me, where there's plenty of others like me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, if your friend from high school has been calling you for the last couple of years when they're in town and you don't go out any time, eventually they're going to stop calling
you. Yeah, that's true too.
And that I don't put on them.
Yeah,
that's not, and I say that as the person who is on the other side of that.
Right,
I'm wholeheartedly owning that I need to be better about that, and it's my fault.
Right,
and I think having that self awareness is important in how you get over these things. At the same time,
your friends should probably know about that as well, so they can understand where you are coming from. It's not just a one way street either.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
being sat at random at the randoms table at a wedding. Been there.
But wait a minute, though. I mean, how many close people do go to a wedding? You know, it all depends on size. And so if you've got a couple hundred people there and it's not like your family with them, I don't know. I'd be fine with that, because it's I'm not super close to this person anyway. You know,
I kind of like that. If it's not a family member or something like that,
yeah,
that I'm going to as a wedding, I kind of like that.
It's a nice way to like meet new people.
Yeah,
you never know. So,
being invited to an event on the day it's happening, an event that was clearly been planned for weeks or months.
I can see it a little bit.
But.
So maybe it's a little backhanded invitation, you know, kind of thing. But in the end, they still did invite you. So unless they were just trying to be courteous, I suppose. But
this is an interesting one. When you're the one who always has to drop behind when the path is too narrow for three. So you and your friends are walking down the sidewalk, and there's another, you know, group of people, or the path is thin, and you go to the back immediately.
Maybe you're just nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're just a nice person.
Just considerate.
Yeah.
Or you've seen Star Trek. Or something where you know that, hey, the first person up in front,
the
usually
person wearing red up front is going to take the phaser, right?
Yeah. I've seen like five episodes and I know that.
You already know that.
Nobody eating your dish at the potluck.
Well, maybe you're just not a very good cook.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah.
Or it doesn't look appetizing. Yeah. That one I wouldn't take too personally.
Yeah, but that one always seems to be an ingredient thing. Oh, she put salt in there or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it's the one little factor.
Or the other people, you know, had just better looking dishes. Because, I mean, people really frown upon it at a potluck if you, like, take samples of all before you put it on your plate. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Here's one that I feel very strongly, maybe the one that we can all relate to the most, whether you pick first in gym class or not. Being seated at the kids' table because there's not enough room. I would say I was like 18, 19, and not every family get together.
Right.
But having a big, big family here and everything, when they would come up here or something like that, or even going back to Illinois for some stuff, there were times where me and my cousin would have to sit at the kids' table. I'll never forget that.
Side conversation. Are we done with the kids' table?
Oh, that's a great question.
Should we be done with the kids? I know why people did that. Get rid of the kids. We want to talk about adult things. I don't know if that's a thing anymore. Kids make it fun, man.
At the table,
they can add to this stuff. I think it's more entertaining if you have the kids at the table.
You know, for every Thanksgiving and Christmas that people dread because so-and-so is coming and they are controversial or whatever or anything, we have always had the perfect thing to fix that. Kids.
Bring kids to the table.
Yeah.
They can diffuse a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. I get the idea of moving the kids because of room. You know, there's only so much space at the table or something like that.
They don't take up as much space, right?
That I can relate to. But the idea of what you're saying there, that one seems, not only silly to me, but a great way of getting around uncomfortable conversations.
Absolutely.
Especially if you don't want to talk about something and so-and-so is bringing it up. Hey, not in front of the kids. You got the perfect out
right there.
If the person even does it. Most people won't even jump into a conversation like that because little Joey's right there or something.
Right.
I don't know why we didn't figure this out sooner.
Well, apparently we're the first ones to think of
that. Apparently. Being picked last at the pickleball courts or being picked last at events like that, pick up basketball or anything like that.
That's just exactly the same thing.
Yeah. It is the same exact
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
moving on.
This one, not only do I think almost everybody can relate to, but I think this may be the shining example of what we're talking about.
Okay.
When you've met someone multiple times, but they still say, "Hey, nice to meet you." That's rough. It's rough. I've been there. We dated for 2 years.
Oh, no, that's hilarious. Every time they see you, "Nice to meet you." Yeah.
But
haven't we been dating? No.
I got you a necklace.
It's got my name on it. There's a way to very easily get around that. If the other person remembers and you don't, there's a nice, simple way. I say, "Hey, nice to meet you." "Hey, didn't we meet at that other thing that we were at?"
That kind of
thing. And then that could hopefully jog their memory. So that's kind of an easy one to get around, I think. But
why can't that happen with people that you have embarrassing moments with? I can off the top of my head, I can think of three or four individuals that I have only met them once or twice, and it was and I did something awkward or embarrassing around them. Why can't they forget who I am?
Oh, I remember you.
Oh, dang! I don't want you to remember me. They could have met you once for 5 seconds. They will remember the time you spilled water on your shirt.
Way to go! Yeah. Like you were the guy that had the mess all over you. Yeah.
The way our brains work. Want to say a gigantic thank you to Walt and Jean. Thank you for your donations to the Little Charlotte's Rescue this morning. Really appreciate them doing that.
Yeah, we've been promoting that on our stations here, and we are a drop-off spot here, everybody, right here at 1690 2nd Avenue South.
Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue Pet Drive is happening between our stations here, and we've been really appreciative of everybody bringing the items for this great cause. You can stop by our studios and drop them off. You can also drop them off over at Family Natural Foods or from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Yes.
You
got until two of our partners, yeah.
Yeah, and you got until May 1st to do this, everybody. We greatly appreciate it. All the help that is done with this certainly goes above and beyond for our animals in this area.
Absolutely.
We will take a time out, and we'll come back and wrap up the show mornings at WFH.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures making it to the mid-60s. Scattered showers start to move in overnight tonight with widespread light rain early tomorrow morning. But breezy winds blowing out of the northeast will keep our high temperatures cooler to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 55 degrees.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go.
Time for us to go, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We are out of here for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to get you ready for your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Seth and James wrapping up the show for the day. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, in just about an hour from now, you can get the new edition of the WFHR newsletter.
That's coming up real quick.
Sign up for that by going to WFHR.com right now. Get signed up for it. And keep in mind, if you've got any stories that you'd like to hear us cover or different notes for us or feedback, or just want to say, hey, you like what we're doing here, go ahead and let us know in the comments section there.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for that newsletter and keep up to date on all the cool stuff we are doing around here. Big thank you to everybody working so hard on that newsletter.
And of course, going to the website can also get you to the Rapids Report as well, everyone. Make sure we start our new delivery system, I guess you could say, for the old Midday Magazine. So we want as many people to go to that as we can get. So
same content you have known to love over the years, going back to all the different names of that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different presentation.
Exactly.
With the way that we're doing it with the Rapids Report.
Went where the audience was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we really appreciate those of you out there listening, downloading, and streaming it and everything.
Yep.
Greatly appreciate that, everyone.
Absolutely.
Got some local events I want to touch on. Before we do, though, a big thank you again to our guests today. Thanks to Denise from the Southern County Humane Society for joining us, and Dingo, and of course, our friends at Milltown Coffee sponsoring that segment.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate them. And want to say again a big thank you to Walt and Jean for dropping off those items for Little Charlotte's for Rescue.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
It's great.
We've got some other great things going on in our area. And one of them is the Focus is Neighborhood Meals on Meals.
Yep.
The Focus Neighborhood Meals are available for people. They are served Thursdays, 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room is open at 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors right over there. That beautiful Sparhawks logo and everything is right where Focus is located. Shout out to Sparhawk Trucking and certainly our friends at Focus. Spread the word about this meal and make sure that all of our residents that could use it know that it is available.
Mm-hmm.
And spread the word about one of our favorite acts in this whole area. Seth, our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
Yes, they're once again going to be playing today from 2 to 4 at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South. Of course, they bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards. And of course, you get Pete's stories. Nothing. That man is
such a good storyteller.
A font of so many fun stories in the music business. We love Pete. We love Four on the Floor. Free admission does not cost a dime, but of course, donate to the musicians. You know, their time is valuable, and they are so talented. You're going to want to make sure they keep coming back. So 2 to 4 today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
There are no reruns with those shows. Everybody.
Not at all. Always it's something new.
Something great every time.
Yep.
A lot of great events going on Saturday.
Oh,
everyone.
Yes.
One of them that is going on, we want you to not only attend if you can, but be aware of if you're bopping around town and everything, the 20th anniversary of the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk.
Mm.
It's going on this Saturday, April 26th. Kicks off 9 a.m. at Seth and Beth's Stomping Grounds over by the Centralia Center.
Our neighbors, yeah.
This is a great event, not only to get our community out there, get some action and some energy, get out in the spring weather a little bit, but also, of course, most importantly, to support child abuse prevention.
Yes.
A big shout out to all the businesses and nonprofits.
So many sponsors.
Oh, man. 20 years they've they've been doing this, man.
Yes, it's a great event.
We had Matt and JR in the other day to talk about this a little bit. I encourage you to go check out that at civicmedia.us. It was a really, really great interview. Not only getting to talk about the event, but the history of the event and their particular ties to it, especially for JR, where this set on a new passion for him
that
he's still doing to this day.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's great.
Check out that and find out more by reaching out to our friend Matt over at 715-422-0914. 422-0914. You can register the day of the event if you'd like. Just show up over there by the Centralia Center. I have no doubt you will find where to go.
Yes, you will.
And a shout out to everybody that's a part of that event.
Absolutely.
Got another great one going on this weekend, Seth, as well, over at our friends at the Historic Point Bob.
Yes, their annual Pioneer Cooking class will be taking place on Saturday. It's going from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to learn some basic fire building, cast iron cooking, and primitive and open hearth cooking. There will be a $15 cost to cover the materials, and they do have limited class size for this, so we do encourage you to sign up. There's many different ways you can do that. You can call 715-459-1722. You can go to their website, historicpointboss.com, or email them, historicpointboss@gmail.com, and they will let you know if there's still any openings or anything like that. But otherwise, this is a very cool annual event that they do, and it's coming up on Saturday at Historic Point Boss, 364 Wakely Road in Nacoosa.
We've talked with our friends over at Jeremiah's Crossing many times over the years, and they have their 7th annual fundraiser quilt show happening this weekend. It'll go on April 26th and 27th. They got a great Facebook page if you'd like to find out more. You can go to J Crossing MQS. Just type that in your search bar. Jeremiah's Crossing, Wood County, should pop it up as well. They're going to have a judged quilt show, youth categories, featured quilt artists, vendors, class demos, truck show, viewer choice awards, a basket raffle, raffle quilt, door prize for attendees, and so much more.
Big event.
The main quilt show is dedicated to inspiring new quilters to join in this amazing, life-changing art form, along with, of course, raising great attention for the good work they're doing at Jeremiah's Crossing.
Yeah, such a unique group that we have here, and the amazing things they do there. It's a great way to support them.
It's fun, and it'll be going on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 9 to 3, Sunday 9 to 3 as well. This will take place at Nacoosa High School in their field house over there at 500 South Cedar Street in Nacoosa. Free will donations are accepted. Otherwise, just come and enjoy. It's going to be a really cool event. Shout out to everybody at Jeremiah's Crossing putting that event. That's a good one. The Drug Take Back Day is going on this weekend. It'll be happening Saturday at various locations in our central Wisconsin area, like the Marshfield City Hall. Will happen from 10 to 2, at Pittsville Police Department from 9 to noon, Town of Rome from 10 to 2, Nacoosa Court Assisted Living from 8 to 11, Port Edwards Fire Department from 11 to 1, and the Wisconsin Rapids Pick and Save from 10 to 2. Yep. This is a great event put on by a lot of our great nonprofits. And if you have questions or want to know more about it, you can, for one, go to doseofrealitywi.gov, doseofrealitywi.gov, or you can, of course, give them a call at 715-421-8911. It's 421-8911. And Seth, we got another big one going on this weekend. Only a couple of more of these left.
That's right. The winter market at the Moravian is getting ready to wrap it up for the season. I believe in the middle of May will be their final event. But they're still going strong right now, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 310 First Avenue South. We do encourage you to go to their Facebook page to see all the vendors that will be there. I will tell you that not last week, but 2 weeks ago, we had the egg roll stand in our parking lot, and there was a line almost the entire time. So you never know who's going to show up so check it out, find out. We have some great food vendors there, and of course all the crafts and everything. So that's 9 to 1 coming up on Saturday, the winter market at the Moravian Church.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah,
that's great really to hear great about the event. That's awesome. Again, a reminder that the Laura Ingalls Wilder exhibit is going on for another week over at the Southland County Historical Museum. Check that out at 543rd Street South of Wisconsin Rapids, and keep in mind this weekend Lynn Urban's going to be there from 2 to 4 with a presentation she's doing. She spent a lot of her energy and time in her life focusing on Laura Ingalls, and
which is really cool. Yeah,
really just a wealth of knowledge that she has on this subject, and she's such a good talker. Encourage you to check that one out, and so many of the other great things they're doing at our Southland County Historical Museum.
Awesome.
Be a part of that, everybody. Remember that the Bobby Sox event is happening tonight. In Marshfield, 5 to 8 going on over at 2100 South Maple Avenue, beautiful Marshfield, at American Legion Post 54. This is a campaign for underwear and socks to help out those in need. Greatly appreciate everybody being involved in that one. And Seth, we got some world good stories. Did anybody see this footage from the Boston Marathon? I get suckered into these every year. Not suckered, but I get pulled into them every
year. Right,
right. It's going viral after a runner stopped right before the finish line to help another runner who fell. The guy who stopped is a Brazilian runner named Pedro Arrieta, and he set a goal to finish in 2 hours and 40 minutes. And he would have done it, but he ended up finishing in just over 2 hours and 41 minutes, but said, not one regret.
No, I bet you he doesn't.
It's such cool video. These are two people, they're not just strangers. They're from two different parts of the world.
Probably don't even speak the same language,
no,
right?
But there's no dialogue. You know everything that's going on in this situation. It gives me goosebumps. Mm. Like, it's one of the things that I not only love about this event and I love about running and sports, but I love about people.
Mm-hmm.
When strangers helping strangers.
So it seems like such a simple thing, but it can, oh man, it can mean so much. Can mean so much.
You just never know. You never know. Officials in Huntington, West Virginia rescued a raccoon that got stranded on the side of a building for several days.
Oh, no.
They finally went up there on Tuesday. It scurried away from the guy who caught it and fell a couple of stories, but it scurried off, so it's okay. A bunch of people were watching from their offices and said the whole rescue was very dramatic.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And a DoorDash driver's car broke down the other day in Deptford, New Jersey, near Philly, so a police officer stepped in and finished the delivery for them. He said he just knew nobody wants cold Chick-fil-A.
Speaking from experience, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's cool. That's great.
Great story.
To protect and serve. Very cool.
I also love the idea of the people who ordered that and the police officer shows up with the food. Like,
okay. I didn't realize things were that bad for you.
That's a funny and a good story of the day Great show, Seth.
Yeah, you too, man.
It'd be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump calls Harvard anti-Semitic amid a court fight over federal funding. CBS's Natalie Brand.
He really wants to try to change this, to make accreditation based on what he called results and merits, and try to prevent what he and the administration believes is ideological overreach.
In another Truth Social post, the president urges Vladimir Putin to stop after a deadly strike on Kyiv. CBS's Holly Williams.
The fear in Ukraine now is that if President Trump doesn't get the peace deal that he wants, the U.S. could potentially cut off all aid to Ukraine permanently.
The Vatican says more than 60,000 people have paid respects to Pope Francis at St. Peter's Basilica so far. Reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The numbers of travelers on the trains from all cities in Italy have increased by 40%, and the city is truly packed. I have never seen it this crowded.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of